Good.
We just come out of closed session. Do we need a time on that? 8:44. We're back in regular session. We've got a couple motions that need to...
Motion to approve the signing of this change application number A43850.
Can you say that one more time?
A43850.
Oh,
A43850. Written by Jay Olson.
I'm not taking credit, but that's okay.
Signed by Jay Olson.
I'll second that.
Okay, so it's been motion by Stan, seconded by Scott, that I sign this letter stating that we have financial ability to move forward the project on the change application. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, motion passes.
Well, I'll make the motion that we have, or give Nate permission to.
You want to see that?
Found the pill if Price appeals, which would be our option B.
I'll second that.
Okay, so motion by Scott, seconded by McCray. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Oh, we've got any other business? Water users conference. We need, if we're going to go to water users, anybody going, we got to get hotel rooms.
Jay,
because they'll be gone.
About
the letter.
The letter from Cleveland.
Oh.
Too.
Yep.
I'll make the motion that we approve the letter with respect to Huntington supporting the Narrows project. And attaching that to
Huntington, Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland.
Huntington, Cleveland.
Sorry. The Huntington, Cleveland project for their support in the Narrows project.
Okay. I'll second.
I'll second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Well, that's taken care of. There was a question Stan had on this contract with us and Huntington,
yeah.
Cleveland. Dan, you want to bring that up?
Is this the one with the state or the one?
No, this is the one with Huntington,
okay.
Cleveland. So this is the one that had all the markups and everything
yeah.
originally.
You guys need, I brought some other copies. Anybody need one?
All the other question I asked is in the indemnification, It refers to them indemnifying us as to their actions as regards to this project, with the exception of gross negligence on our part. And so I brought up the question, does gross negligence mean that if we don't follow up on how they're using the funds, are we liable?
Which
this
number is it?
3.6.
3.6.
It's right at the end.
Yeah, I see it. So, no, I don't think so. This gross negligence is usually like a personal injury type thing, you know. So for all intents and purposes.
So I mean, like if we pass this money through as they, you know, as and when they ask us to,
yeah,
never look at anything or verify anything on their side. That's really all we need to do.
Well, okay, yes. If you never looked at anything, yes, that might qualify as gross negligence. But you don't need to put it through a more fine-tooth comb than what you guys are already planning to do.
Do we need to do anything on site, or is looking at their invoicing and stuff sufficient?
Yeah, that's fine. Then they're indemnifying you for things that happen on site. It would only be gross negligence on the part of what you're doing.
Yeah, because you're only
the fiscal agent.
Yeah.
If you went on site and looked at things, that would be arguably be taking on more liability.
Yeah.
Than this would be.
So having them come here, or so looking at their invoices appropriately and
passing and meeting
and
quarterly
can,
or whatever.
And then them coming here quarterly to meet with us, that's plenty.
That covers
yeah,
it.
And you can accept at face value what they're saying, you know. Like if they go spend it on a bunch of AR-15s and go, you know, commit a mass shooting, you're not committing gross negligence because they say they're spending it on something else, for instance.
Because right? they submitted a fraudulent receipt.
Right. Yeah, that's not gross negligence on the district's part because you're doing your due diligence required.
Yeah, and you don't want to do any of the field work because you don't want to take on more liability.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So
I don't have any problems with this contract.
Then we need a motion to approve it with, just a qualifier in there, with Nate's complete review again to make sure that everything's, that you don't see something that we missed.
And I was fine with this one. I have issues
okay,
with this.
Okay, so you're good with this in the way it is then?
With the one between us and Wellington Cleveland, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So then a motion to approve the contract with the modifications that are...
I'll make a motion that we approve the contract with the Huntington Cleveland Irrigation Company with the updates as presented upon further review with the attorney.
Okay.
Second.
Second by Stan. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, that takes care of that one. Now, the other agreement with the state of Utah with water resources.
So, yeah, this one has some issues. And I didn't have time to mark it out beforehand. But
nothing's ever easy.
But, I mean, it's clearly written just from the standpoint as if you all were the ones doing the project, not having to put it, not just serving as basically the pass-through entity, right? So number 8, for instance, when it says the recipients, they're calling you guys the recipients, and because you are receiving the funds first, but you're warranting that the construction of project will not interfere with existing water rights. So, you know, we're not in any position to warrant that it's not going to interfere with existing water rights, for instance. So we're going to have to modify or strike that. That's why it's kind of problematic. That's why we wanted to have 3 parties to this agreement. They've said they're not going to do that. Fine, so they want a separate one. But that's why we did that, is because, like, kind of weird. So there'd be 2 separate agreements if we can't be the one that are you know, doing the necessary indemnifications, right? So we'll just have to play with the wording there or just strike it entirely. Say we're not going to sign anything that says that because we have no control over that. You know, we're not hiring an engineer who's designing this. We haven't, you know, really looked at the design specifications. We can make no claim about whether it's going to interfere with water rights or not. And then the other one that has an issue is 11. Where it says the recipient, meaning the San Pete District, hereby agrees to indemnify and hold harmless the division and its officers from any and all liability or claims in connection with the project. Again, I mean, we're not going to trade one, you know, Huntington Cleveland indemnifying you for then you'd have to turn around and indemnify the state, for instance, through this agreement. So we're going to strike that or modify that. And number 12, I mean, it's not necessarily problematic in terms of opening you up to liability, but it's just inaccurate because it says, you know, you're the one submitting the application, but you didn't do that, so you can't make any representations about what's in the application.
Sure you can. It's all going to the Narrows Dam.
There you go.
Thanks for a chip.
Anyway, the rest of it is more or less fine, but those are the problematic ones.
Block that door. Block it or else I'll be locked out.
Yeah.
You have to go around.
So, I mean, I would say that you could just, you know, do kind of what you did with the last one and let us do our thing on it, or you could just wait till next month anyway, since you're already going to tell Huntington Cleveland that you want them to sign that MOU letter before you'll sign this. You know, if you're going to wait for them to do that, there's not as much of a reason to rush it, I think. So, up to you guys on that. You know, or you can get back to them and say, this agreement's fine, we're still looking at the one with the state, or something to that effect.
And we probably might as well just have that updated, though, and do it all in one whack.
Right, yeah.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we make the necessary modifications as Nate presented to the state contract for approval by Huntington Cleveland Irrigation Company.
Between us and the state,
between
right?
us. Oh, and the state.
Yeah. This is between us and the state.
Yeah, this is between us and the state.
Okay.
As you're saying, the motion is make the necessary modifications before sending any of the documents back to Cleveland, correct?
Yeah, send it all as one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if they sign it, we can sign it.
Well, we could send the modified one to Huntington Cleveland and let that ball keep rolling.
Yeah, we could.
But you're...
I guess, yeah, the other problem with that, if we do that, we still got to negotiate with the state on this one, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Right. No, we want to go.
But if you wanted to, if you wanted to get them to, that might help you get them to sign this MOU. Yeah. If you're saying like we're good with your attorney's changes to this, we have some issues with the one at the state. Since you're making us sign a separate one at the state, we need to address that with them. So we're still doing that. But as a sign of good faith, we're good with this one. However, sign the other document.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we want.
Okay, so can we clear this motion up then?
How am I wording that?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I don't know how to word it.
So would it be fair to say the motion is for
I would say
Nate to go ahead and modify our agreement with the state, but go ahead
and proceed with sending the
one
contract between us and Cleveland Huntington Irrigation.
Yes, and the MOU.
And the MOU.
Is that clear?
That's it.
Okay.
Do you get all that wording?
We have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Motion Justin, second Matt. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That part is I closed my...
Oh, you just want it to look like other business and water user conference.
Water user. So I just looked it up. It says March 16th, 17th, and 18th.
It's just if we want the deals on the hotels, they fill up really, really fast. So I just need to count of who's going.
I'm planning on attending.
Stan, yes.
Stan, yes.
Remember, the 16th is the water law conference. The water users doesn't start until morning of the 17th.
It's really 17th and 18th.
I'm down for that as well.
Nate and I will be there, and if you enjoy lovely... Oh, you're not going this year?
Well,
I'll be there.
I usually go to the legal review at the Rural Water Association, but I'm not going to Rural Water Association this year, so I do want to go to the legal review on the 16th.
You don't know for sure yet?
No. Well, let me get with you.
Okay. Just let me know. You've already got a room, or you need me to get your room?
March 16th, 17th, and 18th.
What do you want us to do?
I can just get them all so we can get them on that
the block rate.
The block rate.
That's fine.
Do we need to register for the conference ourselves? Or
I can register you or you can do it.
We'll just let her. I would let her do bulk everything.
Right. The only other thing at the hotel, we use our own credit on the
17th. Yeah.
Yeah. They
and then we get reimbursed.
It is.
The only thing is if for rate for to register you, I need to know if you're going to need a guest package. That's the only thing I don't. It's just like
my wife hates going to those.
She
won't go anymore.
If my wife happens to go, she won't go to anything like that anymore.
Nothing like hanging out with a bunch of strangers.
Stay at the hotel or go.
Some like you and some don't. So.
Just me.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Okay, and Matt will let me know. Scott, did you want me to or you?
No, know? I asked Jay to change that date and he didn't.
I have so much control over everything in the world, Scott.
Especially a meeting like
we
that
have,
one.
We have
like
a forever meeting all day that on
I
that
say,
and that's when all your good meetings are.
When are you done? Throughout the
somebody told me I've got 23 meetings left and then I'm done.
Somebody.
Commission meetings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's
that could be 1 week.
So where are we at now on the agendas?
We're done.
We're done except for you want to do your training?
It's going to be a while. Do you want it today or do you want to push it back? But I'm ready for it if you want to have it.
What do you want to do? You want your public meeting training or you want to do it next time?
Do you think the next meeting will be any less involved than this one?
I think so.
I won't be here, so that'll be less involved. I mean, I can do it online, but I won't be in the state.
If you do it, I'm leaving because I already had it.
Mm-hmm. I've had it too within the last
year. Well, and we're missing one individual.
And you need the one that's not here.
and he's probably the one that still hasn't done his other one, has he?
We said, my thought process is maybe we should wait for
okay.
Is it okay if we wait?
We'll just,
Table it. We'll put it on next time.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. We're adjourned.
Yeah, where is... Did you...
Nope, that's fine.
That's fine.
Find me out about...
If that's good enough.
It is good enough. Successful. We don't need
Yeah, I've got it there.
We should have talked about that. Yeah.
I'll send it. I'll tell you out in the park.
Gonna be enriched.
Oh,
there's a reason. One word of advice. Don't speed through the other
side. I've heard that.
Is that like a rule?
No. Let's go with Bill.
I got that's the third time.
Thank you both of you.
Really?
Yeah.
He was getting
did you
where was your streaking?
You know,
is that what he said? Don't
yeah, streak.
I got to tell you, I got an official Shoshone name last week.
Oh, really?
Did it register you? Or
he who, oh, thank you. He who drives like a turtle.
I just leave. Take care of all that.
I was way late for a meeting.
If that's okay with you.
Their medicine spiritual leader said, we should call him he who drives like turtle, you know. So.
That's the reason my paycheck was last night. But else is there state.
Yeah, that's
like last year
didn't come.
I mean, I look back 5 miles. All the meetings plus couples.
But
then I got thinking,
oh, right at the bottom of the hill. Now,
and he says, I.
Ryan, so you want me to download this and bring this back?
That's for you.
And when you got
it, I'll download it and
then you start to slow down.
Yeah, download it and then keep that and
keep that locked up.
If we cannot. Get this filing cabinet to do, buy a new one.
Doing the same thing.
Okay. And they're pricey. Just FYI.
Well, I know they're pricey. I mean, you can go to state surplus and see if they have one. There will be the same
boat. Honestly, unless you want to drive the Ogden and get one.
Well, I guess like you had one of the department.
No, they're hard to find, but they're okay.
It helps to have
it. And it really is.
And it locks. Yeah, it locks. But this bigger one does not. Right. This one that we just got.
But do whatever you have to do to fix the...
Well, a lot of them were from like last year.
To get that to lock or replace it.
You did not get your computer.
And I did...
Yeah, I was going to say.
I have a thing. I just need you guys to see if that's if it's
to approve it.
My husband picked it out, and I because I don't know anything about computers. And I was going to have you guys look at it, see if you guys are okay with it, or if you guys think it's.
So that's
needs to be
the way things are going, it needs to probably be Windows 11, 16 gigs of RAM, at least 256 gig hard drive, an SSD, and a good screen.
Every minute adds 2 minutes.
Exactly.
And you're good on computer wise?
I have mine.
Because if you need.
I'm going to get a new one, but I'll just buy me one.
Yeah, but if,
and then she can write it off on her taxes.
Well, whatever. I just want to make sure that we're covered.
Well, I want to keep it. That's why if you buy it, then you get to keep it.
Great. I got enough junk in here in my house.
You don't want it? So this is that, how that works?
Yes.
Well, thanks, you guys.
Drive safe.
Thank you for the reminder.